Cardinal George Pell is Archbishop of Sydney, the World Youth Day host city, and in a recent interview he spoke to us about some of the key issues facing the Australian Church today.
An aspect of World Youth Day does have a missionary emphasis, both to the Catholic youth themselves, but also many of the events that happen during the World Youth Day are public. One thinks of the Stations of the Cross. Mm-hmm. That have become a tradition for World Youth Day. How much importance is given to missionary activity in Australia?
Well, there are many types of missionary activity. There's evangelization. I suppose there'd be quite some scope in Australia for what you might call re-evangelization. So there are very considerable opportunities. And we have not a big number, but a steady stream of adults who come into the church. Either they were without baptism or they come into full communion, they were members of other Christian denominations. So we're increasingly sensitive to that. In the seminary in which I'm in charge of, each of the seminarians has to do a couple of missions out in the parishes, out in the shopping centres, out in the streets. And we're hoping in the young priests-to-be that we will develop an even deeper sensibility to the need to evangelise, to go out and talk about Christ and offer Christ to other people.
How difficult is that in Australian society, which has become highly secular? There is some social fragmentation, as of all Western civilization seems to have gone nowadays. How difficult is this re-evangelization?
Well, there are significant differences across the Western world. Sociologically, we're somewhere between the religious situation of the United States and the religious situation in Britain. I think secularism hasn't run as far or as deeply in Australia as it has in the United Kingdom. There's much less hostility to religion in Australia than there is in the United States, but there's also considerably less religious enthusiasm. So our problem is indifference, and it's hard work to interest people. People aren't, especially the young, generally are not hostile at all, and quite a few of them are interested to hear what we have to say. But to convert interest into commitment, that's the challenge. But the World Youth Day will help that greatly, and also the Pope is a great teacher, so he'll certainly have something to say.
That was Cardinal George Pell of Sydney talking to my colleague Charles Collins.